drink a bottle. Good.
Swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Goal.
Listening to The Unlucky Irishman on the Row Sports Talk Network, produced by Ashley Maciag and Boomer Dangle. Now, here's your host, James Preacher Rowe.
Welcome to the seventh episode of The Unlucky Irishman. I'm your host, James Preacher Rowe. Well, we've got a lot to cover here. I mean, a lot to cover here. This may be a longer podcast than it normally is, but we'll see. First, I'll start off with the Champions League. It'll be a final between Liverpool and Real Madrid. And that's going to be interesting because a lot of Premier League teams have not done well in the past few years in the Champions League, so it'll be interesting to see Liverpool actually go up against a powerhouse like Real Madrid, who's led by Gareth Bale and Cristiano Ronaldo. Just, that's a stacked team, and that game will be on May 26. Moving along to still the same sport, but now moving towards America, FC Cincinnati. Now, this is an ongoing developing story every single week, it feels like. Jeff Birding and Carl Lindner, both they're part of the management of FC Cincinnati, they were seen, attending an LAFC game. There they met Don Garber and Major League Soccer, and they were trying to finalize their bid. And they made a statement just recently saying that, so there's no reason to not believe them. But basically, it's all set in stone. Moving along to the next topic, which is the NHL playoffs. There's a lot of things going on there as well, because the Capitals, believe it or not, are leading the series against Pittsburgh, their arch nemesis, 2-1. Last night, if you hadn't watched that game between San Jose and Vegas, the series is tied 2-2 between them. Winnipeg, surprising surprising to lots of people. They're leading 2-1 to Nashville. And Tampa Bay, in their series with Boston, leads it 2-1. So that will be some things to look out for. But another interesting story was in the last game between the Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins was that there was a hit by Tom Wilson. He's a forward on Zach Aulton-Reese, and it was a hard hit. The guy looks like he got concussed. I heard that he had broken jaw. It was a really hard hit. But if you look at it in the replay, there's some, it looks like he may have been bracing for the hit just because he was looking right at Tom Wilson. And because of that, NHL decided to rule that Wilson will be suspended 3 games for the hit. Now, that's a debatable topic. I don't know if a 3-game suspension should be warranted. That's just personal opinion. I think 1 game I can understand, but it looks like a legal hit to me. Just for the fact of the matter is that Aulston-Reese was looking like that he was bracing for the hit. That's merely the only reason why I think that. But was it a hard hit? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, it sucks to see that guy get hurt as bad as he did, because he got hit really hard. And I'm not sure, I haven't looked it up, how long he'll be out. It looks, my guess is he'll be out for the rest of this series. That's just my guess. Moving along to the NBA playoffs, there's not really too much going on here, but moving to the second round of the Eastern Conference semifinals will be Toronto, Cleveland, Boston, Philadelphia. Moving in the Western Conference will be Houston, Utah, New Orleans, and Golden State. Now, the only really big storyline here is that Steph Curry for the Warriors is returning, basically. And that's a huge, huge plus, I should say, or addition, whatever you want to call it, for the Warriors if they want to go back and win another championship. Steph Curry is arguably one of the best players, or probably the best player in the whole league, so they need him badly. To the next subject, it will be Major League Baseball. The other day, Mookie Betts, a Red Sox outfielder, hit 3 home runs in a game. Now, he has passed the great Ted Williams for the most 3 home run games in Red Sox history. So that's a pretty interesting little stat there. And then another big thing is Ichiro Suzuki is now stepping away from playing and is going to help out in the, looks like, the baseball ops area for the Mariners. So that doesn't mean he's retired. It just looks like he's stepping away from playing from this year. But he won't play for the rest of 2018. Then the next subject is probably the biggest on my plate here, would be the NFL. Now, just recently, there is the draft. And the biggest storyline here was Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma, quarterback, was taken 1 by the Cleveland Browns. And I know I've seen a lot of Browns fans being angry about it, and I agree. I think it was a terrible decision. I look at Baker Mayfield and think of him as the next Johnny Manziel, and he fizzled out. I just thought it was not a good idea for the Browns to pick him, but maybe they see something in him that I don't. I'm not a general manager. I'm not a scout, so I can't really say much about it since I'm not in that department. But do I agree? Absolutely not. I think they should have gone for someone like Sam Darnold. But an interesting storyline behind that was that Baker Mayfield's agent the other day talked about how there was talks between the Patriots and his party that they were going to try and draft him if they could get a trade. They could trade up in the draft. I don't know if that's true. That doesn't sound like something Bill Belichick would do. It doesn't feel like something the Patriots would do right now when Brady still has got some things going, and they still have got a viable backup. So I don't know. I just don't believe in that. But maybe there was. Now, for other notable people being drafted, was quarterback Sam Darnold. He's going to the Jets. Cornerback Denzel Ward is going to the Browns, and he was picked at number 4. Running back Saquon Barkley was drafted by the Giants. Defensive end Bradley Chubb is with the Broncos, and I think that was interesting that Chubb actually went 5, or at least I think he was 5, and Denzel Ward was picked at 4, and Chubb was a better defensive player. Now, I understand that the Browns need some help at corner, but you don't pass up on Bradley Chubb. That guy is a monster. But needless to say, he's going to be paired up with Von Miller in Denver, and that's going to be a really good defense. Quarterback Josh Rosen is going to Arizona. And Josh Allen from Wyoming got drafted by the Buffalo Bills. And that's going to be a weird situation as they had just signed A.J. McCarron. Now, you might be thinking A.J. McCarron is probably pissed by this because he was signed to be the starting quarterback for this team. And my guess is he will be the starting quarterback next year. And Allen will just take a couple years to develop. But if I was McCarron and I saw this, I'd be a little mad. And then one of the most interesting ones is Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson got drafted by Baltimore with the 32nd pick. So clearly they're getting ready for the end of the Joe Flacco era. Moving along in the NFL. Safety Eric Reed, who's a free agent, just filed a collusion grievance against the NFL. Now, Reed is one of the guys who led some of those anthem protests, and he did it after the whole Colin Kaepernick situation. So there's a lot of, you can understand why a lot of owners don't really want to sign him, because they feel like he'd be a distraction. Well, he's even said during this offseason that he would stop the protests. He would stop kneeling. So, why isn't he not signed? That's a good question. 49ers GM John Lynch said it was a slow market when he was asked about it in an ESPN article. But, he's a pretty good safety. Why would you just, not sign him? He provides a lot of depth. And the other thing that's interesting is that Colin Kaepernick is still unsigned as well. So, but that still doesn't prove that there's any collusion yet. I don't see any evidence. I just don't think the owners want to sign them. But the thing is, now that there's a second player who did the exact same thing as Kaepernick, it kind of smells like it. It just smells like it. It's more smoke than any fire. I don't think the smoke indicates any collusion, though. I just don't. Maybe that's just personal opinion, but I do think it's, I do think for the most part, people aren't, these two guys are not getting signed because of the anthem. And then the next part is probably the hardest one to talk about here, was that there was a New York Times report that Redskins cheerleaders were required to pose topless for a 2013 photo shoot in Costa Rica. Spectators were invited by the team as they looked on, and some of the cheerleaders were then required to attend a nightclub event as escorts for some of the male sponsors. Now, they say in this report that no sex was involved, but they were not paid. That's sickening. That is absolutely sickening. I don't know what to say. How could you allow this to happen? Why did you allow this to happen? It just boggles my mind. But the thing is now is a lot of Redskins fans, and I come from DC, so I know how Skins fans tick. I wonder how they will react now a lot of Skins fans are not fond of Daniel Snyder, who's the owner. And I think this will just only hurt him even more. And whether or not that was his choice or not, or he was the one who said that they should, but it will definitely hurt him even more amongst the public in DC. And I can see a big protest happening. So that's something to keep an eye on, and I just think that was interesting. Just it's sickening. Moving along to the next topic, which is coming up this Saturday, is the this weekend is the Kentucky Derby. And actually, yes, it is Saturday because it's on the 5th. I for some reason thought it was Sunday. It's the Kentucky Derby. So that's one of the biggest horse racing events. And right now, the best odds is by the horse Justify at 3-1, and he's in the 7 post position. Following him will be Mendelssohn at 5-1, Magnum Moon at 6-1, and both Audible and Bolt de Oro at 8-1. So that's a stacked field right there, and it could be a down to the wire type of race between 5 horses. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna have a hot take right here, right now. It's gonna be an extremely close race. I'm not gonna say who's gonna win because I don't know who's gonna win. I'm not an expert in that department, so I'm just gonna go ahead and just say it's gonna be a really close race between 5 horses. And then the next topic is Major League Rugby. Now, I don't think I'm going to talk about it too much after this because it's just a regular season. But it's already the second week, and we've got some interesting storylines here. The favorite to win the title this year, Glendale, defeated probably the second best team in the league, Seattle, 19-15. And it was a really close game. And it just goes to show how good Glendale really is. You know, it might be the best game of the year. Already a second week. And then the next was the Houston Sabercats. And one of their games, they scored 50 points. That's a lot of tries. So there's a lot of interesting stuff there. Major League Rugby just keeps getting better. And there's a lot more rugby stuff going out there, so be on the lookout for some of the articles I write about, because there's a big one when it comes to the Rugby World Cup, and another one about a possible rule change, and that one is being met with some heavy criticism, especially from me. Now, for the final thing to talk about, it's, of course, the stat of the day. You know, go back to the Champions League. Real Madrid reached the Champions League final for the 7th time, breaking a tie with Juventus and AC Milan, both Italian teams, for most appearances in the Champions League era. Well, that will do it here. And I am James Rowe. Hopefully you'll join in next week, and hopefully I'll do one a lot earlier than the one I proposed today. Thank you for listening.